The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so welcome, folks. Ah, sweet. Okay, so I'll say a few words and we'll sit. So to let go of our kind of narrative project, what we call our life, my so-called life, to let go of our narrative project, that's hard. It's difficult. It's difficult not to sort of embed all phenomena in a coherent narrative web. And we sort of just keep adding the moment to the kind of story of me, just keep adding a tiny, thin little chapter to our autobiography. And we don't check that habit at the door when we start to meditate, right? It's sort of like every meditative phenomena, every experience with concentration or distraction, with pleasure and pain, all of that gets kind of incorporated into this narrative structure. It's like sometimes like the sort of Morgan Freeman Dharma voiceover, you know, with our meditation, right? And it's very natural and adaptive in a lot of ways. And awareness renounces language. Beginning to pick up on this theme week ago, awareness kind of renounces language. Been reading a book, kind of hundreds of case reports, a book by Thomas Metzinger, The Elephant and the Blind. I'll post it. MIT Press actually made it free for download, and I'll post it in the YouTube description after. But Metzinger, interesting, very interesting character, a kind of like, you know, traditionally trained analytic philosopher, meditator, and got, you know, I think something like 1,400 reports from meditators about awareness, something like this. And so he's using kind of philosophical precision with a lot of direct reports and his own practice. At one point, he writes, phenomenologically, sort of at the level of subjective experience, phenomenologically, deep silence is the uncontracted quality of silent knowing itself. Empty cognizance, lacking any form of grasping or inner agency. It's not only non-conceptual, it's also characterized by a principle of mental inaction. It never reacts, it never makes a choice, it never initiates an action. As one person, participant put it, pure awareness is that which never speaks. Pure awareness is that which would not even say, I am that which never speaks. That which says, I am that which never speaks, is something else. This is an entirely silent and non-conceptual experience of the phenomenal character of awareness itself. When the object is just the capacity to know, all the kind of objects of the ordinary phenomena of awareness, those fade out, but the capacity to know, the phenomenal character of awareness itself, that is what is known. And the meditation instructions, in a way, are what we say to do, in a way, are mimicked by the qualities of deep silence. So we say, let go. We say, don't fight. We say, choicelessness. We say, relinquish willfulness. We say, tolerate the disorientation of non-thinking, right? We give all these instructions, all these things that, in a sense, we try to do. But then when we've done them, the these become actually effortless, natural qualities of awareness itself. All of the relinquishment and the willfulness and the choicelessness, the kind of depth of the surrender, the way in which we're no longer tinkering with samsara, at all. This is the quality of awareness. And so I'll give instructions, things maybe we do, or things that plant dharma seeds in the mind. And we, in a sense, just are developing trust that at the end of our doing, there's effortlessness. And at the all these instructions are pointing to something. Instructions mirror the fruit in a way, maybe we say. I may be venturing out of my Theravadin territory. I'm not really sure, to be honest, but this is what's occurring to me. So let's sit. Okay. So maybe a really full breath. Just relaxing whatever can be relaxed. Developing certain kind of frictionlessness with the First Noble Truth. frictionlessness with imperfection. Friction requires narration. There's friction, we have to understand it, we have to embed it in a narrative, game it out. So equanimity is a kind of stance in relation to experience. Where we're not fighting, not generating friction with imperfection. This way, we invite a kind of silence. Perhaps we make some effort, to attend to, say, the breathing. Make some effort. So at some point we can relinquish all willfulness. All choice making. It's like all the forks in the road that we always imagine dissolve. Who you are and what you want and what you hate, all the administrative details of any given life. Just lose their seductive power. The moment is no longer a problem to be solved. To be optimized. So we do, but only so we can not do. Maybe we can say we trust silence more than sound. Your life doesn't depend on you. Awareness doesn't depend on you. Not something you do. So it comes to feel safe. To rest. So, good to sit with you, and just to say that I sort of presume some familiarity with practice in these sessions, and so it's unfortunately, if you came here to kind of like learn meditation as a first go, there are lots of good resources at IMC to, the intro classes and lots of great recordings and lots of stuff. Anyway, that's I'm not trying to absolve myself completely of irresponsibility, but just to flag that.